Chapter 9. Personal Meeting. Words. Add. Agitation. Anyway. Be glad. Buy. Card. Carefully. Demand. Dial. Expensive. Follow. Foot. Found. Garbage. Gift. Girl. Give a lift. Happy to. Important. Indignantly. Information. Inspect. Invite. Keep. Lock. Long. Meeting. Mine. Not care. Opening. Hour. Passenger. Passenger compartment. Pause. Personal. Place. Pocket. Practice. Protest. Return. Rubbish. Sell. Sidewalk. Silent. Six. Steal. Stolen. Stop. Sunday. Surprised. Telephone. Tomorrow. Way. Wish. With pleasure. Would. Wrong. Personal meeting. It is Sunday. It is about 9 o'clock in the morning. It is cool and foggy outside. A light wind is blowing. Paul Rost is going to the bank. The bank is near, so he goes on foot. A car stops near the sidewalk. Lisa Pandora is sitting in the car. Good morning, Paul, she says. Good morning, Lisa, Paul answers. Are you going to our bank? She asks. Yes, Lisa, Paul says. I can give you a lift to the bank. Would you like that? The girl offers. Thank you. With pleasure. The detective gets into the car. Someone stole my phone out of the car last night, Lisa says. Really? The detective is surprised. Yes, through the window, Lisa adds. Is the telephone expensive? The detective asks. No, it's not. The phone is not new. But there is some information that should not get into the wrong hands, Lisa says. Paul carefully inspects the passenger compartment. He picks up something from the floor. Is it your bank card? He asks. No, it's not mine, Lisa replies. Paul pulls out his phone. What is the phone number of the stolen phone? Paul asks. Miss Pandora tells the number, and the detective dials it. "Speaking," a man's voice answers. "You've got my phone. Can you give it back to me?" Paul asks. A pause follows. Then the man replies, "Your phone is rubbish. I don't need it. So I can sell it back to you." "Sell it back to me?" the detective says in surprise. "But you did not buy it," he protests. "I don't care. It probably has some important information if you want to get this garbage back so much," the thief asks. "Am I right?" he adds. Lisa is looking at Paul in agitation. "This is my friend's gift. It is dear to me as a gift," Paul says. "Well, how much do you want?" the detective asks. $500, the man demands. "But this phone is rubbish. You have just said it," the detective replies indignantly. Lisa takes Paul's hand nervously. "Well, as you wish," the man says. "Okay, I'll give you $500, the detective says, looking at Lisa. "By the way, I found a bank card in the name of Roman Kowalski in the car. Do you know him?" Paul asks. The man keeps silent for a minute. Then he says, "Give me the card. I know this man." "I'll sell it to you for $600, the detective says. "Keep it. There is no money on the card anyway," the voice shouts indignantly through the phone. "Okay, Rom Kowalski. I think the police will be happy to take it," Paul says. "Okay, I'll give you $500. Give it to me," the thief asks. "Well, you convinced me," the detective smiles and adds, "Can you come to the Imperial Bank in 10 minutes? "Yes, I can. I'll be there in 10 minutes. "Don't give the card to the police," the man asks. The thief comes to the bank 10 minutes later and gives the phone back. "I don't need money. Give me the card," he asks. Paul quickly handcuffs the thief. "Here's your card." He puts the card in the thief's pocket. "I'll take you to a place where you can practice opening locks with your card for a long time," he adds and hands the thief over to the police. Then he returns to the bank. "Paul, thank you very much for your help," Lisa says. "Can I invite you to dinner tomorrow night?" "Sure, I'll be very glad," the detective answers. "You already know my phone, right?" Lisa smiles. "Yes, I do," Paul answers. "Then give me a call tomorrow at 5 o'clock, okay?" Lisa asks. "Sure," Paul answers. New vocabulary review. Is today Sunday or Saturday? Today is Sunday. What time is it? It's about 9 o'clock. By the way, is it hot or cold outside? It is cool outside. Do you like the job at a bank? Not very much, but I do important work, and I have to work carefully. Do you have important financial information? What do you mean? I mean private financial information about the bank's clients. Yes, I do. That's part of my work. sell me the private financial information about the bank's clients. I think my husband could help you. What is your husband? He's a policeman. Why is this man protesting? The bank lost his private financial documents. Are they important documents? No, they're not important at all. Who exactly lost it? I did. Here is your financial documents and money. Thank you. Take a look. Is everything all right with your documents? Wait a minute. But where is my money? I'm asking, is everything all right with your documents? The documents are all right, but where is my money? I'm responsible for documents only. The manager of the bank is responsible for the money. And where is he? He was fired a month ago. Do you know when the bank opens, miss? The bank opens at 9 o'clock in the morning. And when does it close? It closes at 5 o'clock in the evening. And what are you going to do after work? I don't know yet. Maybe I'll go to a cafe. Why? Can I invite you to dinner? I will gladly have dinner with you. By the way, can I take our manager with us? Why? He is inviting me to dinner too. By the way, Mr. Manager, this client is requesting his money back. Tell him his money is all right. What do you mean? I mean his money has been stolen and the police is working with it. By the way, do you have a map of the city? Yes, I do. Would you like to look at it? No, I don't. I want to show you the street where my money was stolen from my pocket. Really? When did it happen? It happened 2 days ago, and I'm very angry. Did you tell the police about it? No, I didn't. Why? I've already stolen some money from other people. By the way, do you go to work on foot or by bus? I go on foot when it's cold or raining, and by bus when it's warm and sunny. That's strange. Why? There are too many people on the bus when it's cold or raining, and I can't get on it. And when it's warm and sunny? Then there are too many people on the sidewalk. By the way, isn't this client surprised that his money was stolen from our bank? Yes, Mr. Manager, he is very surprised and angry. Really? Should we invite him to dinner? I think he will want to invite you himself. Are you sure? Yes, I do. Here he is coming with a gun and handcuffs. Help!